Okay, it looks like it's recording a little bit better this time. The last time I tried, it made me sound like a frantic chipmunk. I actually like chipmunks. Chipmunk Adventure is one of my favorite animated movies, but that is not the goal of this recording. So I'm Ashley Anap of ashleyanap.com. I'm a writer and artist, not a professional. Like, I feel kind of weird about saying that because people expect you to be professional, and I understand why. But I don't want to say aspiring either, because I write and draw every day for several hours, so I'm not like wanting to do what I am doing. I guess I could say aspiring professional, but then it makes it sound like I'm a professional who just wants a promotion, and now it's a headache. So anyways, I write and draw, and I cook and clean and take care of the house, and I'm still just trying to get up to that level of beyond amateur by practicing a lot every day. So I've been trying to use YouTube lately, but YouTube has its own bevy of problems. I thought initially it'd be easy to insert images, but I think I need a more advanced video editing software to do that, or I need to do something. I don't know. I tried Windows Movie Maker yesterday and it didn't work, and it's already a minute into this, so I stopped using the service because the recording app on my tablet just completely stopped functioning for half a year or so, and it's still actually, I cannot get it to work. I tried last night, but I decided I could try recording in the browser and see how that worked, especially because Rob Stenzinger and Jersey Drozd keep recommending this feed, and I feel bad just like letting it die when it keeps getting recommended, especially for the event of Art Sound Off this October or November. Man, it's hard to keep track of months when you're not like at the workplace or school. So, what have I been up to? I do semi-daily journals on YouTube, but those are kind of embarrassing, so most of them I don't post. Just because I don't like have lighting and I don't get gussied up and I make weird faces, like oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing. Okay, so I'm just gonna talk about what I did for art today. This is completely off topic. But I woke up this morning to find I had another $20 donated on Indiegogo, which made me really happy. The donator was Scott Early. He donated $100 previously. I tried contacting him about collecting his perks, but he hasn't responded yet. I'm really excited. I only had two other donators, and I found out both of them are my brothers. The one of them anonymously donated. I still found out it was him because I looked at his email when I went to the insights. So yes, I discovered it was you, brother, who's supporting me but doing it anonymously. That's very nice of you. I wish I could have gotten more non-family people to donate, but this is going to help me buy Manga Studio, and it's going to help me buy, hopefully, buy the jumbo size scanner so I can do traditional. I'm not sure. I'm debating about that. But yeah, only one day left. I think this is probably the end, unless a lot of people notice the campaign tomorrow from the website, which from referrals, it looked like almost all my referrals were from Facebook from my posts. So it doesn't seem likely. I've been using the Facebook fan pages to schedule uploads, and before it used to be working, but if this then that seems to be hiccuping on getting my stuff over to Tumblr, I'm not quite sure why. It hasn't uploaded the last several pages. I also got several pages of pencils lined up to be uploaded onto DeviantArt using the schedule feature. And I guess just like uploading all that stuff's a huge pain, so I wish it would have worked about automatically, but then when you upload stuff, tags don't always work out the same either. So you just kind of have to schedule that time in, like the uploading time and the curating and, prepping it and stuff. I've got to find a more effective way to do that. While on DeviantArt, I got a hold of the narrator for Phony Potions, who sounds like he's pretty enthusiastic about it still. So he said he was going to get back to me today with some sound files. He hasn't yet, but I think like in England they work on Twilight Zone time. I'm not sure. So maybe tomorrow, like maybe he said tomorrow I'll get to it. That was like 2 days from now for me because his day had just started or something late last night. I don't know. But hopefully I'll get something. If not, like if I don't get anything by the end of the week, I'm probably gonna go with the American applicant that applied for the job. Not a job. Jobs are paid. I am offering 2/3 of whatever the Patreon earns, but if my Indiegogo is any indication, that probably won't be a whole heck of a lot for a while. So one of the things I was thinking about was the warm-up and cool-down cycle. And like the advice is you have to warm up before you start drawing. You gotta draw and then you gotta cool down. But that keeps getting hampered when I try to do it because of like laundry going off, the dog asking to go out, or needing a snack, or having to use a restroom, or just 100,000 things that come up that prevent me from like having a solid 4-hour block of drawing. Like, it just doesn't happen. I'm wondering if there's any point to warming up exactly with the way, like, maybe I'm just not good enough at organizing my day. Like, maybe if I organized it better, I could have that 4-hour block with no dogs bothering me. But, like, I feed him and take him out before we start. But then maybe he wants me to throw his ball. Or maybe he starts yipping at something. Or maybe I get a stomach ache. Or, you know, it's rough. Like, I get the time in there, but it's not in a straight shot. So I don't know how I feel about warm-ups, but I didn't do one today because I pushed back my writing time by an hour because I was doing chores, which meant my drawing time got started late too because I was doing chores. So, but I did do one warm-up drawing, kind of. I did a drawing of Mido Suji from Yawa Petal checking a mini fridge, but I didn't look up a reference to the mini fridge. That's like this anime character that looks kind of alright with like this Rocko's Modern Life fridge, except like 10 times worse. Like, it's a total clash of styles and it totally does not work at all, and you can tell it was done really carelessly. But that should be like up tomorrow on my social medias. I don't know which ones I put it to, because if this then that is kind of hiccuping with my stuff, but we'll see. Like I said, I was going to start doing fan art to help keep me limber and maybe help more people find my stuff. And because I haven't done it in a long time. I actually found one of the only t-shirt I have with fan art in it. That's not fan art. It's a baseball jersey my mom got me for my freaking fan comic off Redbubble. I uploaded the image because someone asked me to. And no one ended up ordering eventually, but she ordered me one. So now I have a jersey for my fan comic. And I washed it today, so I'm probably going to start wearing that again because it was in storage for so long. Thankfully, I got it after I got fat, so I can still fit in it. And I don't mean that to be disparaging. I don't think there's anything wrong with being fat. It's just a fact. Let's see. What else I do? I need to find... Oh, I've been really good about staying offline and not browsing. I haven't browsed anything depressing or annoying in like 3 days. And that mostly just has to do with not browsing at all. Like, I have my feed set up, I just look at my streams, and that's my happy little bubble world that I live in. And if I veer from that, it's depressing. So, I also listened to like 4 hours of Warp, The Reluctant Assassin today, which was really fun. Oh my goodness, that book is crazy. He's such a great villain in that book. Like, I always liked Artemis Fowl a lot, and Ian Colfer did a really good job with this book, too. It's just such a great villain. Oh, my goodness. If you don't have Audible and you're an artist, like, if you're the kind that can draw while listening to dialogue, and I know some artists say you can't draw at all while listening to speech, like, you have to just listen to classical music. And if you're trying to go for hyper-realism or, like, a really focused thing, or if it's, like, your job and you're super serious about it, then go ahead, man. I believe in that. But for me, I've always drawn while listening to lectures, and like drawing while not listening to some sort of lecture or speech or music or something just feels so weird and unnatural. Like, I just can't do it. So I love Audible, but I don't like the Audible prices. So, but you know, I found out after you become a member, there's like these sales they have like every month to month and a half. Well, they'll have like a huge selection of books at like a quarter of the price. Like, most of the stuff I get is under $5. Usually I get it for about $2, and I don't mean to demean the artist's work by getting it cheap. Like, sometimes I'll buy full stuff with the credits if I like a previous book I got on the sale. So that's how that works out. For my novel research today, I watched Doomsday Preppers, which had an amazing episode about this foodie that was preparing gourmet food for the apocalypse that was shelf-stable. And NaNoWriMo and Phony Potions editing went well today. Okay, well, I'm out of time, so I guess I'll wrap this up. I'm really sorry that this was so terrible after I got such resounding, like, a praise from Jersey and Rob, but I don't know what to tell you guys. I really have enjoyed listening to everyone else's art sound-offs, and I look forward to the rest of the month of November. Thank you. Bye.